Welcome to a brand new episode, Morning Devotion. We will be looking through the Bible every morning. Today's special guest on your favorite podcast is Reverend Dozy Monomé, a pastor, father, and an evangelist who loves the Lord deeply. In this episode, you are going to learn how to begin your day with Jesus through His Word.
In today's morning devotion, we're going to look at the final verse of Psalm chapter 30, verse 11 and 12. Psalm chapter 30, verse 11 and 12. In this verse, we could see the joyful answer to prayer. Verse 11 says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness." Then verse 12 says, "To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." Verse 11 says, "You have turned for me my mourning into dancing." From this passage, we could see that the dedication of David's palace was a happy event. Without specifically mentioning the dedication of the house, David used it as a reason to remember all the times God brought him from sadness to joy, from mourning to dancing. The next point from this verse is that "you have put off my sackcloth and clothed me with gladness." Hallelujah. In this verse, David repeats the idea of the transition from sadness to gladness. It was a happy day, but God had also been faithful to David in more difficult times. This might be true of David, who was delivered from his calamity. It was true of Christ, who paid the price for me and you, who died for us, exchanging his sackcloth for the garment of salvation. John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son, whosoever that believes in him should not die, but have everlasting life." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through him. And this will be verified in us all at the last day, when we shall put off the dishonors of the grave to shine in glory everlasting. I'm looking forward to that day when I will see Jesus face to face. I don't know about you. Are you ready? Are you looking forward to see Jesus someday? He will come. He will come when we shall put off the dishonors of the grave to shine in glory everlasting. Charles Spurgeon said, and I quote, "My sackcloth was but a loose garment about me, which might easily be put off at pleasure. But my gladness is guilt about me, to be fast and sure, and cannot leave me, though it would. At least none shall be able to take it from me." Hallelujah. None shall be able to take it from me. In verse 12, David glorified God and thanked him for answered prayer. Verse 12 says, "To the end that my glory may sing praise to you and not be silent, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever." In verse 12, David revealed the reason for God's transforming work in his life. It wasn't only to give him palaces. It was so that David could praise the Lord and not be silent. God worked in David's life so that he would bring himself glory and appropriate praise. It was for God's own glory that he did this. Not about David, but about God. God himself. The glory shall go back to God himself, not to David. This means that God has a special reason to bring his transforming work to lives that we give him praise. Hallelujah. As the passage says, that my glory may sing praise, indicating that King David sang those praises with passion and exuberance from whatever glory was associated with him as a man, a soldier, and also a king. Sing praise in this passage indicates that David knew that in some special way, God regards and receives praise that is presented to him in song. We sense that to David, it would be a sin to be silent. So David have to do something. He needs to praise God for the great things God has done for him. Then the final verse says, O Lord my God, I will give thanks to you forever. King David closed this song for the dedication of his house with a determination to thank God forever and ever. Palaces seem to be permanent things, but they will eventually crumble. The same with money, material things we acquire today. They will eventually crumble. But God will be thanked and praised forever and ever. So my brothers and sisters, do you praise God for who he is? Do you give him his due? Or do you take all the glory to yourself? I challenge you this morning to let God take the glory, for he deserves it. Allow him to take the glory. And God bless you. Bye.
Hope you enjoy this episode. Please make sure to leave a review. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Also, follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Hit the subscribe now and don't miss the next episode.